The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's an exercise that's supposed to strengthen your marriage, but does it actually work? A relationship expert says that for every one complaint you have in your relationship, you should be able to name five positive things about your partner to keep yourself in the right, get yourself in check. Like, okay, the one bad thing, but here's five things that are awesome.
Okay, so like it's like counting to 10 almost in your brain, but only with five and making sure that you still love the person you're with. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, it's called the 5-to-1 ratio. So for every one thing that's wrong with the relationship, you should be able to name at least five things that are good about that person to keep you happy and to kind of just put yourself in check.
Isn't love great?
Yeah, in theory, this idea is awesome.
Sounds very sweet, right?
Let's start with your wife, Alicia. So the first thing you're supposed to do is you're supposed to ask, what's a challenge? What is something that I do that annoys you or you would find to be a quote-unquote challenge?
It was a challenge asking her at bedtime, too, I'll tell you that, because she's at her most rosy then.
You never refill anything when it's empty or put it back where it belongs. Like the ice bin 5 minutes ago.
So mad about that.
So mad. I mean, because you'll suffer with no ice. You'll just let it go all the way down to two ice cubes.
There was ice.
There was a chunk that wouldn't even fit in a glass, and that's why you left it in there and used all the good ice around it.
All right, now that you've expressed that, tell me five things that I do that are awesome.
I mean, she's really mad about
the ice. I've told you time and time again how much we hate our refrigerator. And the ice machine is terrible. There's only two of us that live in the house. How can we be running out of ice every single day? So we always keep a bag of ice, like, in the freezer as well. Except the thing is that it doesn't fit in the regular fridge. So we leave it in the garage fridge. And then we bring in, you know, different carriers of the ice to there. And she says that I'm always using all that ice without refilling it on purpose.
You'll suffer with no ice.
Is it really true you'll suffer with no ice?
Maybe. It might be true. It might be true, but I mean, it still seems unnatural to be that angry about ice.
So at this point, now you ask her to name five nice things about you to counteract this, to strengthen your marriage.
Yeah, that should be easy, right?
Yep.
You brush Barkley's teeth so he doesn't bite me.
I brush the dog's teeth.
Right. All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You most of the time go pick up the takeout. That's awesome.
It is nice to have somebody that runs to pick up the takeout because you never feel like putting your bra back on to go out.
I do it in all the times that she feels the worst, too. Mm-hmm. We went out late the night before, right? Dancing or whatever, things like that. Yeah, I'll go get the takeout.
You're a great dog, Dad.
I mean, you already said I brushed the dog's teeth. That's a 2-for-1. That's cheating. Three more.
Well, I mean, I can't be like, go to work and you take care of everybody. Like, of course
not?
Well, because that's awesome. That's an obvious. No. I thought you meant like little things.
I mean, you need two more. And it's taken a long time to get here.
You clean the pool.
You clean the pool?
Yeah,
I clean the pool. That's a good thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Now you only need one more thing, right?
Right, just one more thing. Seems easy, right? I'm going to run out of memory on my phone.
All right. I don't know, babe. I don't know what you... Put me on the spot.
That segment, by the way, was 6 minutes long.
Right.
And I never got the last one.
Never got the last thing you're
never got
at.
The last one. Pretty sure I threw my phone down in disgust after that one.
All right. How'd it go with my husband? That's coming up next. So it's an exercise that's supposed to strengthen your marriage, but does it actually work? For every one thing your spouse does that drives you crazy, you're supposed to be able to name five things that are really positive about that person. Experts call it the 5-to-1 ratio, and it says it's the number one thing in successful relationships.
Yeah, my wife could only name four.
Yep.
And some were questionable, but 4 out of 5 ain't bad.
You think so?
I mean, I don't know.
I'll
guess.
Yeah, so that happened a few minutes ago. poor Alicia put on the spot could only get four nice things about Raymond.
Poor her. Poor me.
I know, it's true.
I'm the guy that's got to live with those answers.
Yep. So how did it go when I asked my husband? You're supposed to start by asking, what is something challenging about me? And here's what he said.
What's a challenge of being married to me?
The challenge of being married to you is that you are very driven to being right.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Me and Paul should play golf together or something.
Yeah. Oh, you think?
Yeah.
You think so?
We should do something together. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do together, but we should do something besides plot your end.
Now, clearly.
Yeah.
He's uncomfortable with this situation because he knows it's all a trap.
It's a test.
It's a trap.
The hole has been
dug. It's not going good. So then all he had to do, it's very easy. Name five great things about me, right? Five. You've been married to me for what, 16 years at this point?
Right.
Number one, your amazing personality.
Okay. Number two.
Number two, your amazing ability at planning.
He just kept repeating numbers.
He was stalling. He had to give himself a little bit of time.
But he would say, like, number two. Number two. Number two.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm a very good planner. All right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Number three, your kindness.
Number four.
He said, like, he sounded like he said it through his teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, wait, listen to this pause between number four. Here we go.
Number four. Mm-hmm. Your motherhoodness.
That's not even a real word.
He's ducking behind right now because the kid is running around. I can hear Dakota running around in the background.
Dakota's
so he's just
screaming,
like,
screaming in the back.
Yeah. So now he's like, okay, I'm going to go with that. That's an easy choice.
Poor Hayden, my 12-year-old, is like trying to help him out. I'm like, Hayden, do not get involved. Do not cheat.
Just cringing.
Do not give your father answers. Go into the other room. He's like trying to get a lifeline with my 12-year-old daughter.
You got four so far, though. They're all right answers.
Yep.
What's number five?
Number five. Number five.
Yep. Okay.
Your overall drive in accomplishing things.
Okay.
I was done with the exercise at that point.
Yeah, number five. Not, you know, the most romantic thing.
But
there,
I mean,
but
it's
right.
True. It's like what I do get stuff done. Like, that's my, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you got five.
I got five.
Yeah, you got five. You did one better than me. So
I guess we win. I don't know. Is this a competition? I don't know.
Somehow I feel like we all lost.
We
here.
All lost here. Yeah, 100%.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.